Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody tonight. That was Rocks and Rainbows by Kev Malan. And tonight we've got some interesting things going on. We've got about five promise rings that we are going to be giving out during the show, either to people in chat or people here in the queue. If you are one of our winners tonight, what we would like you to do is, like, stay on the line. If you're one of our queue people, I'll put it that way, is stay on the line with us, and we will get your snail mail space and place where we can mail you that, the prize for tonight. And this is what Jethro wanted to say about that. We, the Texas Gone Wild family, you know, we've developed this relationship. We've been on the air here for about a year and a half. We've grown to the point where we're to the ring stage, so that's why we're giving out these five promise rings. They're semi-precious stones, and, you know, five lucky winners are going to get those this evening, along with four cups of Organo Gold Black Gourmet Coffee. So hang in there, hang on, and we got a new person coming on with us tonight here. This is going to be Mystic Misty, and the daughter here. Let's see. I believe this is her right here. Let me see. Misty, have I got you?
Hello.
Hey, gotcha. Whoops, and Rocks and Rainbows decided they want to play again. I don't know what that was all about. They got really over here. But as always, check us out on our www.psychicsgonewild.com. That is our website. And on there you will find our most current list of people who are readers, healers, intuitives, all kinds of different folks there. We have authors. We have classes going on. So go and check that out and see who is on, who is there, who does what, and what is happening. Also, we have a new website over on Facebook. It is just as our show, Psychics Gone Wild. And we try to make sure that our shows for the day and sometimes even for the week if we're on our toes are posted there because Psychics Gone Wild is on every day. We have our Monday shows right now at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And of course, you have to go across the time zones to figure that one out. 2 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock Mountain, and noon Pacific. That's how the 3 o'clocks go for Eastern. And, of course, Tuesdays, we have Musical Pamela on, and she is also 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And then I believe our Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I think the rest of our shows are actually going to go to evening shows. We're actually going to be on at 9 p.m. with the possible exception of some of our Saturdays. We might have specials if we have guests from the United Kingdom. Because we don't ask them to stay up till, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning just to be on our show. So a lot of times if we're going to have somebody who is in a different country, so much of a different time zone, we will move those times around on Saturdays. But most of the time we are going to be on anymore at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So you'll find us there. And, again, that's, 876-5. So that's how to find us. And, of course, our call-in number is always 773-897-6461. And that's where you can call us to ask questions on air. We do tonight because I see that we are going to be really busy. We are going to ask that you guys, we are just going to do a one question ask. And when you come on, if you will please give us your name, and this is stated clearly because sometimes our acoustics are not that great. We have, and our Blog Talk Moments, just, for you new listeners. If we have Blog Talk Moments, as we've labeled them, that means that you either kicked out of queue or out of chat. And if that happens, please just call back in because, we didn't boot you. We didn't kick you. We know we've had that happen. I've been the host in the chat room, and I've been kicked out of chat. So, nothing personal against anybody, truly. It's like we just truly have Blog Talk Moments because we get a lot of energy going and flowing here, and somehow or other we just overload the poor Blog Talk circuit. So that's kind of the way it is. That, and we can always blame stuff on those solar flares that happen and, some of those electrical events. We know when we've had really bad rainstorms, thunderstorms, that kind of thing. We have lightning. We get calls dropped all over the place. So depending on what area of the country you're in and what is going on, it could be weather events happening. So, don't get mad at us. Just call back in and say, yeah, I finally got in. All righty. So, Missy, I'm going to start with you tonight and just kind of put you on the hot seat and have a little bit about what is going on with you and some of your background. It's like when, were you born this way? Did you have, did you have an accident? No. what happened exactly to make you realize what, kind of gifts you have and what kind of gifts do you have? How are you using them? Of course, we're in all stages of development, all of us, gifted people, because we believe that everybody is gifted, and it's just where we're using them on our path in life. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing and what we're going to be doing tonight here and how that's going to work out.
Okay. My name is Misty, and I was born and raised in Nevada. When I was 6 years old, I had an accident. Near-death accident when I was 6 years old, and then throughout my whole life I've been pretty much right with everything that's been going on with intuition and everything else. I do angel card readings. As of April 2013, I have become more of aware of what's going on, and I've been working with it and been working with my angels, and things have been going a lot smoother and everything else. And
I was kind of wondering how does that work out? So you had a really, really accepting family, and it's like they really your gift and your intuition as you were growing up, or you know, how did that go?
No.
No, okay. Gonna say, no, you might have been one of the lucky ones. Yeah, okay.
No, I just pretty much kept it to myself because they always said, oh, you know, you don't know what you're talking about or anything else like that. And I just sit back and I, you know, watch and see what happens. And I was like, okay, you know, they weren't very supportive, I should say. So I kept closing the doors on everything. And now that I'm married and I have more of a support with my husband and things have been starting to opening up and everything else. But his side of the family is the same way, too. Not very, very supportive. You know, they don't believe in this kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I can relate to that. I think there's a lot of us can relate to that one for sure. And so the angel cards, and is that the Doreen Virtue Angel card deck? Is that, you know, it's like, I know there's, she has several different decks. Is that like, what is it, Archangel or regular angel, or what kind of deck do you actually use?
I have the Doreen Virtue Archangel Michael cards.
Okay. All righty. All right. Sounds pretty good. And, of course, let's see, I think you've got, do you have a Facebook page or a website? What kind of stuff have you got going where our listeners can, you know, get a hold of you off air so they can, you know, get a personal reading from you?
Yes, I have a website. It is Mystical Misty, I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's all new to me. It's all new to me. But I do have a web page. It's under Misty MCV. It's also in quotes of Mystical Misty. And how to get a hold of me is buffalob24@yahoo.com. That is my email address.
buffalob24@yahoo. Okay. I'm kind of taking notes and writing this down here, so making sure I have my info right here as we go. So. All righty. I'll bet there's a story behind Buffalo Bee, but I'm not going to ask. It's all right.
Always.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Well, let's see. The other thing we're going to do here is, because I'm going to do just, because while she's, while Misty is doing her, getting her cards ready and whatnot, it's like we are going to ask that our callers tonight, like I say, if you would give us your name, if you would give us your birth date. I didn't finish saying. I will give you guys what your birth card is really quick, and that will allow Missy a little bit of time to, you know, cleanse her cards out, get a short layout there, and make sure that you ask us your questions so she can focus on the question. She's laying out those cards, and while she's doing that, I will just give you a little bit on your birth card. So. We'll do that in about, my goodness, time flies really nice here. We're supposed to be giving out the rings here at about the 10-minute mark, and I see I missed that by about 3 minutes. So for our first moment here, I got numbers here on paper, so it's like I just kind of, you know, stir the pot here and just pick the number here, and it's like we don't have a lot of people in chat this evening, but we do have quite a few in queue. So I'm going to pick our first number, and when that caller comes on, we will, tell you where what you won. Of course, if you're listening, you know, you got that promise ring and a cup of coffee there. So our first one is going to be area code 203. So you will be our winner, and when we get down there to you, we will have you give us some of your information there, and then as we go along, we'll try to pull another number there at about the 25-minute mark, and we'll just keep going. So, all right, let's get it going here with our first caller for the night, and this is 770. You are on live with us.
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and my birthday is November 5th.
Okay, November 5th. All righty. And what is your question for Misty tonight?
My question is, I moved from South Carolina to Georgia, and I'm having some issues with my the rental company that I rented from, they took 90% of my security deposit. And some of the things I agree with and some I don't. Mainly the painting. There was like one area that needed painting, but they did spot painting of the whole townhome at my expense. And I have a lawyer that's working on it, and I just want to know maybe the outcome or what to do next.
Okay. All righty. Well, while Missy is working on that question, I will be looking this up here. You said November 5th. Okay, so what you got going there, November 5th. All right, you are a two of diamonds. Scorpio person means you have two planetary ruling cards. You have a six of diamonds and an ace of hearts. And let's see here. If I can ask what your current age is.
42.
Here, I can get 22. All right.
42.
Well, let me see a little... Oh, what? 42. Okay. Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
You really made keep up tonight, didn't I? Oh, wow. All right.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. One of the things with age 42, I mean, you've got some, you know, exciting things come up. You know, there's a, you know, look, I'm just going to say, you know, I'll just say a quick word. When you hit the year 44, that's called your pre-birth year, and 45 is your rebirth year. So with those 2 years, 44 always ends up being a really, I'll say, kind of like you're walking in a London fog year. You know, it's like it's not real clear. Things kind of, you know, you kind of go, wow, what's really going on? And that really kind of reflects what happens in the 9 months of gestation, like before you're born. Because when you hit 45, your cards are the same as they were the day you were born. So that's why it's called your rebirth year. And, of course, The non-metaphysical world calls, you know, just says, oh, you're having your midlife crisis. So it's like, okay. And that's, you know, that happens at 45. But now let's see, what are you doing here this year at age 42? You have a two of hearts, which is about partnership and relationships. What's going on? You also have had some endings. Your Pluto and result cards were... well, still is going on here. It will be because your personal birth year goes, of course, from your birthday to your birthday. You had a nine of hearts and a three of hearts, so there was some shifting. There was one, you know, some doors closing in the relationship area, and then there were some new doors opening, you know, two or three that you hadn't maybe expected. In your environment card is a six of spades, so there's really a balancing of the scales. It was kind of like the card of karma this year. And then your displacement card is... looking like it's, let's see, whoops, where did we go here? Oh, no, wait a minute. Wow, that was really weird. Okay, now I'm going to totally redo that one. My goodness, you had the two of hearts in 2 years here, 40 and 42, and I got off on the wrong year. No, I will take that back. Your Pluto result was seven of diamonds and jack of diamonds, so it's like a lot of things doing with money this year. Sorry about that. Environment is your king of clubs, and your displacement is the three of hearts. So, you know, you have some issues going on with relationships, but you've got several things. And it did show the move. It's like you had those two fives going on. So it did show that you made that move. Let's see, where you're at really right now. Let's see, November. Okay, we're in August. So, yeah, you're coming into, you're like in the Uranus time period. So there's kind of unusual things happening. The nice thing is you're going to finish up this really strong. You've got a seven of spades, which is, you know, have the faith. It's the faith cards. And it's also having faith where, you know, I'll just say, you know, yeah, right, have a little faith and love will come to you. No, there's a song there. But, you know, it's with anything. It's with relationships. It's with finances. But your underlying card for that is the King of Diamonds. And when you move into the Neptune time period, you also have a King of Diamonds. So this is probably looks like that's your lawyer person who is who's kind of helping you out in this area. Because it just says unusual circumstances, okay? Uranus shows unusual events occur. The Neptunian time kind of shows, you know, rose-colored glasses, you know, it can be illusions, that kind of stuff. So it's like, I'll just say it's good you have an attorney working with you there. But, yeah, I'm just going to say positive on what an outcome can be because those can be very... The Uranus is like the double lightning bolt, so it's like unexpected. I'll say there's, you know, unexpected things happening. So, Misty, what are you getting for her?
I am getting from her that Archangel Michael is saying that you are on the right path. You are going with you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. The angels are leading you to where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. And I also got the other one that says use your imagination and you'll see the answer. Well, use your imagination and you'll get signs from him unexpectedly or anything. And then I got the other one that says take your time making this decision. You don't want to rush into anything. You want to make sure this is what you want and this is what you want to do. You know, always ask your angels for help and everything, and they will guide you through this.
Okay.
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 Does that make sense?
I guess.
Okay. I was gonna say, no, yeah, neither one of us is, I think, is probably getting a real clear outcome. What I might be, Kimberly, is say, you know, call in tomorrow with Gary and Bonnie. Now I'm not sure. Oh, and by the way, everybody, for our Psychic Conwell family, a few little prayers there out towards Gary, because he did talk last briefing. So we don't know if he's going to be doing readings tomorrow or not, but he's going to try to be on air with us. So we are going to, you know, send him lots of positive, warm fuzzies there. But definitely Desho and Bonnie are going to be on tomorrow, and Gary is probably at least going to be there. We're not sure if he's doing readings, but Kimberly, make sure you call back in and ask that question there also. Because there's
okay.
Might have a little bit clearer sight there. Because yeah, I'm not really getting a positive, you know, a positive yes or, you know, a negative no. So it's just kind of, it's going to depend on, it's that zigzag thing. It's going to depend on apparently a lot of factors. So that's what I'm getting this evening. So
okay.
Alrighty.
All right.
I wish I was more helpful, but yeah, that's you know, sometimes you get what you get.
Right. Right.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
That's it. And now we come to area code 203. You are our first winner of the ring and coffee. So if we can get your name, and we'll hang out.
Woody.
Woody, okay. Woody, good deal. Well, let's see. If you can't wear that promise ring, then hopefully, you know, you got a lady you can pass it on to. Okay, well, what is your birth date and what is your question?
Birthday 10/10/80.
Okay.
And
your
question
tonight?
Like this, I'm not sure if any changes are coming, I guess, relationship wise.
Change that are coming in relationship-wise, well, it's a good sign maybe that you want a promise ring, so maybe so. I'm coming in. Okay, well, it's showing here that you are, okay, 10-10, you're the Queen of Clubs with that Five of Clubs Planetary Ruler, and let's see what is done for you. I'm going to take a look and see. You're coming up really close. I'll bet you're in your Neptune time here, or really close to being there, because you're getting real close, yeah. 8/19. Okay, yep. August 19th started your Neptunian time frame. So you're in the last 52 days. You're just ending up this year of what's going to be, you know, going on. So definitely, you know, when the new year starts for you, it's like I'd like you to call back in and we'll just kind of take a quick overview and, you know, look at your cards and stuff for what's going to be coming up for you this year, because, you know, things change. They really do from year to year, and you never know what's going on. Okay, let's see. At 1980, that means you're making me do math, aren't you? Let's see. It's 9001, so 30. Let's see if I got that right now. 1980. You're 33 this year? 32.
Yeah,
you're 32 right now.
Yeah, I'm 32 now.
32 right now, okay. All right, this whole year for you has been a Five of Clubs, which has been a lot of changes. You just had a lot of changes, you know, possibly with either work or with what you're doing. Wow, I've showed up again with your Pluto results. There's a lot of your changes that are going on, but your result card was the Nine of Diamonds, so you're definitely having, you know, a door closed and a door open in your finances for this year. Now, with your Neptune time frame, where you're at, you are a 10 of Hearts. So your circle Honestly, you know, that looks good. It's like your circle of hearts or your relationships is opening up. So the only thing I will say as a cautionary in Neptune is just be careful that you don't have on rose-colored glasses. It's like this is one of those times I would say definitely go out, you know, get out your front door, you know, go places, meet people, do things you like, you know. And it's hard not to have the rose-colored glasses on in Neptune. And so, you know, don't make any hard and fast decisions until after your birthday, okay? Your energy is going to totally shift because you're going to go from having a five of clubs this year as a 32 to having a jack of spades in your 33rd year. So you're going to have, you know, you kind of, it's kind of moving up the ladder. You're in the royal court there. And there's several hearts that are showing up for you. In fact, one, two, three, four. Wow, the only time frame you don't have a heart in is Jupiter for your coming 33rd year. So, you know, I would say that probably in the next, you know, between now and your birthday, you're definitely going to be getting out. You're going to be more social. You're going to be meeting new people. You know, of course, you don't make a big decision. It's like, you know, kind of meet people, take them as friends, et cetera. And, you know, don't make any hard and fast decisions about, you know, having a new girlfriend to give that promise ring to there until after your birthday. So that's what I'm getting there. And Steve, what are you getting for him?
I am getting, just like what you said, when you go out, when you go out and then you like go to different places and stuff, don't just sit there and look for somebody. You know, they will come to you. Take your time and nothing's really coming up towards me. Just that, just be careful and take your time. It will come around. You get anything else, Kelly?
No, at the moment. I don't know. Is that making sense to you, Woody?
I'm just taking my time.
Yeah. Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, and meet a lot of people. You know, go places where you're going to be social. Pick your, you know, places to go, you know, whatever it is, wherever you go and do, it's like, you know, there's just an indication that this is a more social time. So, you know, definitely you're going to be somewhere along the way meeting groups of people. But, you know, in order to meet groups of people, you got to get out your own front door. So,
Right.
Got to out there and look around, you know?
Yeah, don't just go look around. It will come to you.
Okay.
All right. And as always, you know, if you got any other questions, you know, we have our Pamela is our love and relationship person. So, you know, make sure you call her back on Tuesday because I'm not sure what we're doing on Mondays. It's just on Bonnie's, you know, for sure. And actually, Bonnie's got a lot of common sense stuff. Bonnie is really good. Like, she's in, which is a really an amazing combination. It's like she uses intuition as well as her life coaching skills to, you know, kind of point you in direction. So maybe try on the show or even try Tuesday with, you know, say Pamela with that relationship stuff. She's really good at that. That's her specialty. So.
All right.
And also, you are our winner tonight. So I'll tell you what, I will be giving you a call probably when you're in. If it's too late to see, are you in East Coast time or West Coast time or where are you at? East Coast time. Okay. So our show is going to go till about 10 o'clock your time. If that's not too late, I'll give you a call back tonight and get your snail mail.
Okay.
But definitely we need your snail mail so we can you know, you're our first ring winner tonight. So we will send that out to you. But of course, like I said, well, the other other option is. Email to Jethro, you know, psychicjethro @AOL.com and just say, hey, Jethro, this is my name. Here's my number. Here is my snail mail address. And I won one of those promise rings and a cup of coffee last night. So, you know, or tonight, whichever. So make sure you email him on that. Okay. But definitely
okay.
We will give you a call and a follow up on that. So,
okay.
All righty.
Thank you
so much. Okie day. And let's see. And it is time to pick our second winner here of the evening, and we'll find out who our next one is going to be. And we've got several people in there. Okay. And our next winner is going to be actually our next person we're going to talk to is area code 310. Zero. Not only are you our next caller, but you're also our next winner. So, congratulations on both counts.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. And who are we talking to tonight?
Hi, my name is Jordana.
Okay.
And my birthday is July 21st. Do you need the year?
Just your current age.
Oh, I'm 25.
All right. And what is your question for Misty tonight?
Okay. Well, Misty, hi.
Hello.
My question is about work, and primarily this week. I have some goals that I'm wanting to hit, and I'm just wondering if you see me reaching, I guess, success within my career this week.
Okay. Hold on. Do you have anything, Kelly?
Yeah,
I'm
let's
sorry.
See. As, July 21st, she is a seven of clubs with a nine of hearts. So this looks like, and at age 25 here, hang on, getting to the seven of clubs. This year, okay, well, this is a karmic year for you. You've had a of hearts, and this is ongoing. Oh, and you just had your birthday back in July, so we're into August. Yeah, I was going to say, you're still in your first 52 days there, so you're in your Mercury time frame right at this moment in time here. But this is going to be a year with that six of hearts of sixes are the karma cards. There'll be some karma, you know, like come around, they'll say in relationships, that kind of stuff. And, it, you know, relationships are really interesting because they're not just, you know, the romantic stuff. They're also, you know, with our parents, with our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, our friends, you know, the guy down at the post office. You know, relationships come in all flavors, shapes, and sizes, and your business relationships too, you know, people you do business with. So, you know, you're meeting a lot. What I'm seeing here for Mercury is you've got a lot of creative energy. You've got this three of hearts there, and you've also got a two of spades, which is the twos are about working in partnership with people. So, you know, with that three, that really creative three, like I say, all the threes are creative. This is one of those times where definitely if you don't already carry, you know, one of those little bitty spiral-bound notebooks, you know, with a pen or pencil so you can jot down, you know, what may come to you at random times along with the date, you know, please do that because that's one of those, you know, times and places. Threes give us a lot of creative energy, and it's like it seems like you probably are going to have a lot of creative energy to help with whatever it is, you know, you're doing with your work stuff and that. So, you know, any of those, what we might even call harebrained ideas, it's like don't censor them. Write them down. Even if you think, oh, that sounds goofy, that's okay. It's like it's the brain pan working for you. And just as, you know, write them down, go back, look at them later. And, you know, you kind of think of them as like a dice cube. And it's like look at them from all sides before you dismiss them. Because sometimes, you know, like a diamond in the rough, it's like if you just kind of take a little bit of something and just slice off a little piece there, it's like all of a sudden you see the diamond that's underneath that idea. So, you
right.
know, even if it sounds kind of kooky at the start, it's like it might not be as kooky as you think it is. So,
absolutely.
But this is a high time of creativity for you. And, again, working in partnerships, so it's like your partnerships are really important. It's like, you know, the twos, you know, you're, you know, I don't know, like working a team or if you're doing this, you know, by yourself. But this is an important time, especially in work, because the spades are about work. And it's like to be working in partnership with someone. So it's like, you know, so meeting those goals and stuff, you're into sales or anything like that, of course, there's always that partnership with your client, you know, and the people that you're trying
right.
to do sales with. So always think of them as business partners. You know, anybody that's going to be a client is going to be a business partner. So,
well, they actually are all business partners. I'm in multi-level marketing, so every person who I sign up is technically a business partner.
Right. Okay. That's cool. Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. So you hit that right on the head.
Very good. Okay, Misty, what you got for us?
Well, I got a question for her. What have you been having any dreams about your work or your career?
No, I've been having dreams about my relationship, but not work.
Uh-huh, because I pulled up the
After
dream card here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I pulled out the dream card, and
saying pay attention to your dreams. Make a journal, write down what's going on, and because he's helping you through your dreams about anything with relationship or your career or what's going on with your life. He's helping you through it through your dreams. You need to keep a journal by your bed at all times. So when you wake up in the morning, you can write it down because I've had this experience myself. Not all dreams make sense until you write them down and then go like a couple days later and then go back to it and read it, and then it will make sense.
Okay.
Also what I got is have confidence in yourself. You need to say, yes, I can do this. You know, think positive, don't think negative. If you're going to think negative, it's not going to go through the way you want it to go through. But the angels are working with you, and they're helping you to have confidence in yourself for, you know, they're pushing you forward. And with you not having enough confidence, it's not going to work.
Right.
And do you like to spend outdoors? Do you like to spend outside outdoors? Like,
yeah.
Okay. It's saying to spend more time outdoors. That it gives you being outdoors with all the energy out there, clear energy, you can be able to focus better and be able to concentrate better of what you need to figure out and think.
Absolutely.
Right. So they're there. They're helping you and everything. That's kind of weird. I pulled up the dream card. But
keep a dream journal, you know.
Yeah, and maybe with the dream card. Oops, sorry. I was just going to say maybe with the dream card, what they're saying, because a lot of my goals that I'm wanting to hit are like dreams, too, that I've had for myself. So maybe could that be what it means?
Yes, very much so. Yes, that's exactly what it could be. And it's also saying to have confidence in your dreams. So
yeah.
Write down the journal.
Sense.
Right, yeah. So always keep a dream journal and then go back through it and read.
Okay, and I can do that, absolutely.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
And you are our second tonight's winner here of the ring and the coffee. So please make sure you send out really quick and just say, hey, you know, Jethro, it's like I won, you know, I'm the second winner this evening of the promise ring and the coffee. So please, here's my email address, and make sure you email that to him at psychicjethro@aol.com.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Because like he said if people will email him tonight, he will get them out in the snail mail tomorrow morning. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. And clicking right on down here. It's our cue tonight. Yay. Okay, our next person here is, let's see, and, oh, you know what? Okay, yeah, and it is. It's like I'm going to go ahead. It's like I'm working hard to hit these 10-minute marks here. So and go down and pull. I'm just going to go ahead and pull the other three here. One, two, and three. Okay, so our the next three winners, just so you guys know, who are listening in queue. So it's like, you know, if we get booted off of air, it's like we're going to go ahead and, you know, stay on air with us, or, you know, even if, like, we can still talk to you in queue. So we'll get our winners. But it's area code 720 is a winner, area code 780 is a winner, and area code 252 is a winner. So you three area codes are going to be the winners of the rest of the promise rings there for tonight. So if you have heard the start of your area code, please hang in there and hang on with us. And, make sure, like I said, make sure that you write, email Jethro, and tell him I am the winner of the promise ring. You know, 720, you're the third promise ring. And let's see, when did you say? 780 is the fourth promise ring, and 252 is our fifth promise ring. So there we have it. Okay, there you guys go. Okay, and I'm just going through, and I am writing down some of these numbers here. So I got your numbers, guys, here, so we don't totally lose you. We have some place to call back to. And, okay, and with that, let's go to our next caller in line, which happens to be 720. Okay, you are our third promise ring tonight. And if you can give us your name and tell us what your birthday and tell us what your question is.
Hi, my name's Anastasia. My birthday is
3/19/1998. 1998, Anastasia. Okay. And what is your question tonight?
I wanted to know if it would be, if it would even be worth it pursuing a relationship with this guy, Jack.
Okay. I suppose you. Not for sure? Okay. All right, and let's see. So 3/19? Okay, so you're just asking whether it's worth it to pursue a relationship with. And I will take a look. Your birth date. Okay, 3/19. All right, you have 4 of diamonds. You like stability. You also have an, wow, 8 of diamonds is your planetary ruling card. That's a lot of power. And it's like, I will say a lot of your lessons come through monetary things in this life. So, but you do like stability. And let's see, 98, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, let's see, 13. Okay, so let's see, 98. No, did I get that year right? 98?
Yeah.
Okay. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay, I'm not going to ask. I'm not telling. Okay, let's see. All right. As a 4 diamonds. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay. All right, you have a long-range card of a 2 of diamonds this year, which is, ironically enough, it's like, you know, you're for where your age and stage, you're focused on trying to get some stability in finances. Where you're at in your year, let's see, is, let me see, looking this up here, and... Okay, and Nifty, I'm making sure she's got the cards going there. Okay, 4, 2, there we go. 21, 5, 11, 7, 3. Oh, further along than I thought. Okay, 8, 24 in Jupiter. Okay, you're actually in your Jupiter time frame this year, so this time of the year. And that looks like, okay, you've got the Jack of Clubs, which that's, okay, that's the young man. And you've got a 10 of Hearts, which is, I'll generically I'm going to say is Jack of Hearts is, you know, youthful young man, okay? But Jacks can be, just the male personage in general, can be a little bit shifty. They can be a little bit immature. So the 10 of Hearts tells me that it would probably be better just socially if you're looking to your circle of friends, and it's like, you know, maybe do like, I'll just say, you know, I'll say group dating, you know, things like that. You know, go out and go bowling. Go out and, you know, hit some of the free spots or, you know, places for young people, that kind of stuff. It's like do things as a group, maybe not so much one-on-one. Jacks can be very, I'll say, you know, the Jack cards can be very slick-tongued, okay? So, you know, sometimes they can tell you what you want to hear instead of sometimes what's real. So that's the only thing I'm really getting there. So it's, you know, keep them as a friend, see how they are. See them through 4 seasons, you know. Get to know the person for a year or so. Misty, what you getting?
I'm getting, are you having, like, some communication problems in your relationship?
Oh, we're not in a relationship.
You're not, are you, okay, you're just looking to see friends with him or anything?
She wants to pursue this.
Oh, I'm just
right.
Looking to see if it's even worth it.
Okay. Well, I got the have confidence card. You need to have more confidence in yourself. If you're willing to let it work, it will work. I got another card stating that you need to ask your archangels for some help.
Archangel Michael to help you to make the decision if this is going to be worth your while, and to explore your options. Like, do you really want to be in a relationship with this person? Is that what you're...
Okay.
That's what she's trying to figure out. Does she want to be? And that's why what I'm getting is, you know, it's like she needs to give it some time. It's like to do, you know, do some group things with this person and see how they are around, you know. Don't get so much one-on-one.
Yeah, she needs to, the Archangel is saying, you know, you can always ask them for help and they will help you guide you into the right decisions and the right direction of if it's, you know, where you want to be. And it will also help you explore your options to make the decision that you're wanting to make. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Alrighty. Make sure you go check out our, I'm going to say our website, you know, the www.psychicsgoneawild.com, get this, the address down, the email address is psychicsjethro@aol.com. Wow, messed that one up. psychicsjethro@aol.com. And tell him you are our third winner for this evening for the on the Sunday show. And that you drink and a cup of coffee. So give him your, you know, email him your snail mail address, and you will get that the ring and the coffee in the mail.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Does that kind of help? Does that kind of make sense? What we're saying is, give time. Just, you know, kind of, you know, I think we're agreeing with you. It's like, you know, we're not sure if it's exactly worth your time either. But it's like friends are always worthwhile. But just make sure you go out in groups, you know?
Right. Okay, yeah, because I was thinking about just being friends. I wasn't even sure if I should get in a relationship. Because to me, if it's not going to be, like, years or worth that, like, a relationship that's in for years, then it's not really worth it.
Right. And you're kind of young to be doing that, so it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of things coming up there. It's like one of our biggest personality changes becomes between the time of 18 to 22, so... Yeah, you kind of want to, I was always an advocate of, wait till you're about 25, because what's really interesting is that insurance companies found this out first, even before the doctors did, is that there's something in the brain that matures, doesn't totally mature until you're 25 years old. This is why insurance companies lower your rates when you're 25, because when your brain matures, you stop taking so many risks. So that doesn't mean you don't go out and date and meet people and stuff, but it's like really hold off on that commitment bit, you know, until you absolutely know that this is the person that you want to spend the rest of forever with. And it's like a lot of times somebody that you might marry, you know, when you're 18, you wake up when you're 23 and go, oh, my goodness, what did I get myself into? So, you know, I'm such an advocate of going, you know, wait till you're 23 to get married. But, you know, in the meantime, have lots of friends and go do lots of things and, you know, and have fun. Just, you know, just be a kid and have some fun.
Okay? Yes, explore your options.
Okay.
Exploring options.
Thank you.
Yeah. So keep your options open. Exactly right. And make sure did you get the email for Jethro? It's like you get that promise ring in your and if you don't like the coffee, it's like you can always find a friend who does. But what I will tell you about it is it will absolutely help you take tests. Because it has an herb in it that enhances your mental acuity. So it's like it will help you stay awake if you got a big test coming up, have a drink of that stuff before you go, and it's like it absolutely will help you stay awake during your test.
Oh, that's good.
All righty. Well, thank you, Carla, for calling in tonight, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha. All righty. And let's see here. Our next caller, and our next caller and our fifth winner, it's like, okay, we've got two of them. Our next winner is actually 780. 780, you're further down the queue, but we've got area code 252 coming up here. And 252, you are the winner of our fifth ring this evening. So make sure that you email psychicsjethro@aol.com and tell him this. And who are we talking to?
This is Pamela.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay.
I think we lost Misty, and then we got her back on. That was really flunky monkey there.
That was. I was like, what?
What happened? Okay, Pamela, guess what? All right, we get to have you give us your birth date and tell us what your question is, and we'll see what we can find for you.
Okay. All right, great. And I'll send you an email. I have your email address. My question is, I came up with a concept, and it's another thing to add on my plate to do, and I'm wondering if I should do it. Okay? I don't want to give too much information. And
right.
My birth date is 10/3/62.
10/3/62. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm the oldest one so far.
Oldest one so far, or what? Oh, this evening. Okay, right.
Yes, this evening. No, not in the world, thank God.
I gotta say, I got a year on you, Pamela. Come on. Okay, let's see. That October 3rd, you are, six of diamonds with that ten of hearts. So you are one of the karma cards anyway coming into this life.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. You've always had some interesting stuff. Questions have always been with finances. So with that in mind, let's look this up. And this time of year for you, see where you're at in your time here, because you're actually coming up in October, September. Now, but you're in the, yeah, I'm going to have to cheat and look here. Okay, let's see. For that, okay, 4-6, and you are in, okay, you're actually in your Neptune time frame already, because August 12th, your birthday, you're in Neptune. So this is the time of that rose-colored glasses and the dreams and so on and so forth. And let's see what you got going. Let's see. And this is really interesting. Your whole long range year has been a five of hearts. So it's been about relationships with you and literally a change of hearts and relationships. Interestingly enough, now you've got a queen of diamonds in your Neptune. And let's see what Queen has for you in terms of good, bad, or ugly here. Okay. Oops, it's not the jack. Want the queen. Here we go. Okay, in Neptune. Your business sense is strong during this period. It could really help you attain a financial goal you've dreamt about, or you may in need. It's a card of financial gains through successful sales and marketing. At the same time, watch for a tendency to spend money on luxury items that could deplete your resources and cause you to worry about money. In a positive direction to create the finances you've dreamed about. Now, if you know any other women in the diamond suit that you meet during this time period, you know, and then to, of course, to a lesser extent this entire year, they're likely to be a little hard for you to see objectively. You could easily project, you know, either, you know, fantasies or those, you know, dreams on them, you know, business, finance, whatever. So it's best not to make any important decisions related to them until after your, you know, your next birthday. So if you have somebody, you know, who you're thinking about partnering with in, you know, whatever this venture is, who is a diamond person, you might want to wait until after, you know, your birthday to do that. You know, but just, you know, your business sense being strong during this period, and, it could paint your financial goals that you've talked about. So, yeah, to me, that says this is a really positive time to do this. Unless you've got a diamond woman with you in the partnership. So it's like you yourself are a diamond woman, okay? So because you're being that, because you're that three, so. I'm just going to say, you know, use your gut intuition, because it looks really good in terms of things would turn out well. So that's what I got for you. Misty,
okay,
what
great.
You got?
Oh, got quite a bit here. One of the cards I got it says a favorable outcome, meaning that the angels, the situation you are concerned about has already been resolved with fairness and justice. See here. And that whatever the situation is, he will be pleased with the outcome of it all. They will help you guide you through your worries and your angers. And then the other card that I got, it's time to leave this unhealthy situation. So whatever situation it is, it's probably not a very good situation to be in, and your angels are sending you warnings about it. But they will assist you to ensure that it will be, that it will turn out to be, you know, a very good parting in a harmonious as possible. They were saying to also shield yourself, and you need to have some self-respect too, because if it's over, if you are overwhelmed or have a lot on your plate and stuff like that, you need to have time to, you know, for yourself, and definitely have some self-respect. Only you will know how much you can take and how much you can handle.
Right, right.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not, I don't feel like it's for this situation. I feel like it's for another situation. So it makes a lot of sense.
There you go. Got something you didn't even ask about. A bonus.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, like I say, you are our number, our fifth ring winner for this evening. So it's like, please do, because I'll rat you out to Jethro. So make sure you call him and say, guess what? I won the fifth promise ring.
Okay. All right. So send it to Jethro then.
Yeah, just send the email to that psychic Jethro at AOL.com and say, I am the winner of, and just send him, you know, say, death promise ring and your snail mail address. And he assured me this evening, or this afternoon earlier today, that if like anybody that emailed him tonight who are winners, he would have that out in the mail for them tomorrow. So
okay.
It'll be
right.
On its way.
So psychic Jethro at AOL.com, because somebody was asking in the chat. So hopefully they, Aloha Jay, heard that. Okay, great. Okay.
Cool. Okay.
All right, thanks. All
yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay, all righty. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Right. Sounds good. Good night. Okay, and let's see here. And our very last one there of our number four ring winner there is, got this person here, area code 780, and you are the winner of our fourth cup of coffee. So what is your name, and what's your question for Misty tonight? And we got bear in mind, we got 3 minutes here, so let's hustle.
Okay. So Jay calling from Canada.
All righty.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hey, I'm just about a relationship that's starting to bloom right now.
Cool. Okay. And what's your birthday?
Thanks. March 24th, 1964. The person I'm actually in contact with is a Libra, so I don't know what her birthday is, though.
Right. Okay.
I know the year. The year is 1966, actually.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, and yours is like, it kind of fuzzed out. I can't see. Is it March something, your birthday?
March 24th.
24th. Okay, there we go. All righty. All right. So it's kind of starting to bloom and grow with the, I was going to say it's not spring. We got 90 seconds. Okay, Jay. And Jay is, okay, you are 24th. You're a queen of clubs with that three of diamonds. And let's see, 64. You're going to make me do math, aren't you? Okay, 74, 84, 94. Yeah, okay, so 39 this year, right?
49.
Okay, thank you. Knew my calculator. Ah, 60 seconds. Hang on with us. It's like when we go off air, it's like go ahead and hang on with us because, you know, you'll still be on here with us. Okay, and we'll get the rest of this out. All right, so you're Queen of Clubs, and let's see. Okay, okay, 49th year. Okay, this is four clubs, and you are coming out. Okay, you're about in the middle of your year there. That's like a Jupiter. Okay, Misty, go ahead. While I'm looking the rest of your stuff up, go ahead and start. What are you getting for him?
Okay. I'm getting that you, okay, you're, now what is your exact question again?
Well, I'm just starting a relationship, so I'm just seeing how it goes.
Okay. I'm not really getting anything here.
Okay.
At the moment.
Alrighty. All right. Well, what I've got a little bit here is he is in the Jupiter time frame. You've got the Nine of Clubs and you've got the Three of Hearts. Nine of Clubs is going to tell us in the Jupiter. I mean, you know, Jupiter is really like your blessed time of year. And of course, the clubs is about it's financial success. They're you know, spreading knowledge. Okay. Yeah, that's really, it's, you know, suggested this period's going to bring some kind of a culmination of a project or way of making money that was started some time ago. Endings sometimes are interpreted as losses because it falls in Jupiter times. It's going to be, the completion is going to bring you more of what you truly want out of life. So don't resist any calling, you know, any endings or completions that might occur during this period because it's going to bring you to a new beginning with better things in it. Let's see, but the Three of Hearts in Jupiter. Threes are sometimes really hard in terms of relationship, but they have a lot of creative energy into them. You've got an overabundance of charm and magnetism, and it can lead to social or romantic problems during this period. So it's like, okay, so don't overdo it romantically, you know, or scatter your interest. But it's like if you're just, you know, having one person, that's really a positive thing. If, you know, best used for social and business situations, you can apply your charm to groups. People you meet now is very helpful in those areas, and it can represent having two love interests at the same time. So the challenge could be handling so much, you know, attention, but where it's just one person, and it might be, you know, this could very well also be when there's when it kind of shows a scattering like of energy like this. It could be there's a conflict, I'll say, not between dating partners, but it could be, you know, the person you're dating that is starting to bloom, and it could also be something going on with work. So it's like the challenge might be how to juggle your work and relationship, something like that. But there's some kind of something, you know, changes in the wind, I'll say, you know, going on with that. So it's like it looks like it could be a very positive one. I will say that. It's like, you know, the fact that it's in Jupiter is a really positive thing. So kind of, you know, go with that. So,
okay.
All right. And like I say, make sure that you, winner, you are ringing coffee winner here this evening. So make sure, you know, again, that email was psychicjethro@aol.com. And make sure you write to him and say, guess what? And here's my snail mail. And thank you very much. Because he will be doing that. So thank you guys all for hanging in there and hanging on. And Misty, I know we're going to be seeing you again and having you again on here. So let's have an awesome evening. And thank you guys all for being here. And we